example, just a few years ago, people thought the Arctic was the next big place for fossil fuels. It's estimated that it holds 13% of the world's oil. But the anticipated boom in oil and gas has not materialized. Journalist Stephen Myers reports on this for the New York Times. He told me it's all about the price.
A few years ago, people were looking at prices of around, you know, almost $150 a barrel for oil. And, you know, at that kind of price, you can afford to invest a lot into, you know, exploration up there. What's changed, obviously, in the last couple of years has been, you know, the fall in the price. And I think a lot of companies now are looking at both the developments that have happened in the market generally, but also still the enormous challenge of operating in the Arctic, even though there are larger periods of time when the ocean is open. It's still a very arduous task. You know, Shell has sent up a flotilla of 20-some ships, and that's because, unlike the Gulf of Mexico or other places where you might explore, there are simply no ports, there are no facilities, there's no infrastructure on the ground that can support, you know, an operation. So they've got to take everything with them, personnel with them. They have to fly them, you know, onshore and off, and that's all very expensive, and it makes it more expensive than, say, drilling in North Dakota right now.
How rugged is the Arctic to explore for oil, and what are the challenges?
I've been to the Arctic region in both Russia and now Alaska, and, you know, onshore, even with warming, it is a formidable environment. The main Russian oil fields are not connected by rail with the rest of the country. I was in Barrow a few weeks ago, and it was beautiful. It was the summer. It was daylight all day long. And a week later, there was this enormous storm with 15-foot waves hitting the shore of this little village. It actually, you know, severed the village in two by washing out this road that connects two parts of the village. And, you know, because of that, in the middle of summer, mind you, they had to, you know, suspend their operations for a few days to just get everything battened down. And the climate up there is still, it's still tempestuous. So it's not an easy place to work, even in the best of conditions.
All these uncertainties, and recently the CEO of Shell said he doesn't think that oil in the Arctic is a sure thing. With all these difficulties, why keep pursuing the Arctic?
They are looking ahead. I remember after the fiscal crisis in 2008, when the price of oil reached nearly 150 and then dropped back down under 100, people said it would never rise again, and then it did rise again. And so I think if you take a very long view, oil companies do, you could see that at some point in the future, oil price being higher again, and, you know, that making a project like this lucrative. There are other people, especially environmentalists, who look at this and say, you know, you just simply should not tap oil in this pristine environment. It contributes to the warming of the climate, to the emissions that are making it more accessible. And so it's simply not a good bet, given the effort that's been made by many countries, including the United States, to move away from fossil fuels to, you know, renewable energy sources. And some people think that almost as much as the price is what's going to make the Arctic unviable as an economic question. That said, you know, even the administration, President Obama, when he was up there in Alaska recently, talked about the fact that we're not soon going to be able to wean ourselves from oil and gas extracted from places like the Arctic, and therefore we should do it in a responsible and safe way. And I think oil companies look at that and think, you know, 20 years from now, you know, when the economy has changed again, who knows what the market will look like then, you know, you could have a price that makes drilling up there viable.
New York Times journalist Stephen Myers. What's your reaction to the announcement today that Shell Oil has no plan to drill in the Arctic for the foreseeable future? Seattle environmentalists who protest Shell's drilling plans this summer are celebrating. How about you? How are you affected by Shell's announcement? Here's what some listeners had to say.
I am absolutely ecstatic. I think that drilling in the Arctic would have been one of the most dangerous things for our planet.
I think it has more to do with the price of oil right now as opposed to anything the car activists had to do.
Since Shell parked a humongous oil drilling rig in our port, I have been walking around with a sign on my walker. It reads, Seattle says no way to Shell's drilling in the Arctic. I now need to change my sign. Perhaps address all oil drilling companies who endanger humankind with global warming.
What do you think about Shell's decision? Kayaktivists or anti-kayaktivists? Give us a call. It's 206-221-3663. 206-221-3663. Still to come on the record, how might Shell's decision to shelve Arctic drilling plans affect us here in Western Washington?